Come take my hand and see the world around you. The time is right, just let the light surround you. And step by step, you feel it coming alive. The feeling deep down inside, and you've got nothing to hide. To reach the top, you've gotta keep on moving. Don't let it stop, just gotta keep on moving. I know you're doing your best, you're stepping up from the rest. Just keep on passing the test.
Dominica, a pleasant good evening to you, and welcome to another episode of Untapped Potential with Dr. Simone right here on TDN Radio. Yes, so if this is your first time tuning in, this is where we stop by every week to get energized and powered up for the week ahead and to remind ourselves of the important life goals that we have set out for ourselves. So how are we remaining consistent with pursuing these life goals? That is the question that we ask right here on Untapped Potential every Tuesday on TDN Radio from 5:30 Eastern Standard Time. If you are a regular listener, we want to thank you for your continuing support of this program, for always joining us for our Power Up Tuesday session right here on TDN Radio. We hope that the program has been helpful, especially as we see we are now in December. Taking a look at the calendar, we see that today is December 5th already. So we know that the end of the year is upon us. So we ask ourselves the question, what have we done this year to remain more consistent with our life goals? And as you know, this is the premise of Untapped Potential as well as Push Past 10, which we always talk about on this program. So we always like to start the program on a note of gratitude. So what are you grateful for today? What are you grateful for this week? And I know it can be certainly challenging to find things to be grateful for, especially when we look at Dominica and we see the number of murders that are occurring in Dominica, including the most recent one, the murder of a husband and his wife, the owners of a very prestigious resort in Dominica. So it can be very difficult to find things to be grateful for. But as I always say, if you can find nothing else to be grateful for, remember that you woke up this morning and that you have life today. So we want to remember to always be grateful for whatever is going right in our life. So as we get started with the program this week, our interview is going to be the continuation of the program from last week, where we talked about keeping the financial uptick that we saw in the economy during Creole season. How do we keep that going? So I want to bring you the second portion of that interview. And when the interview begins to play, you will notice that it will start with the radio contributions, everyone who called in to the program, including Mr. Thaddeus Black Pepper James, who is a frequent contributor to our program, as well as a passionate Dominican looking to see how he can advance the lives of Dominicans at home and abroad. So as we get the program started, let us enjoy this number from Colin Xb. It is called the Holiday Sing-Along, and I hope that you're in the holiday spirit. You know, the holiday season for me is less about the giving of gifts, less about the material things, and just more about having 2 weeks, which is towards the end of the year. I take 2 weeks off from work, 2 weeks off from everything that I am engaged in, to just enjoy family time, to enjoy some relaxation time, and to just get my mind wrapped around my goals and aspirations for the next year. So I truly enjoy the holiday season. So let's enjoy this number from Colin XB called The Holiday Sing-Along. And then we will jump right into the interview for the program that we did on the uptick in the economy in Dominica and how do we keep it going. So take a enjoy this number from Colin XB and then stay tuned for the rest of the program.
How much Dominican history do you know? Want to learn some fun facts? We have a great and fun way to test your knowledge and learn more about our history. Get your copy of Dominic Anu, Dominica in Puzzle. Fun for the whole family. Available now on Amazon.com. Visit pushpast10.com to learn more. Email us at dominicainpuzzle@gmail.com. or call 877-698-9894.
See what I- Good evening, panel. Good evening.
Good evening.
Yeah, bless up. You know that they're ready.
Yes.
Yeah, man, bless up. Yeah, listen to
Black
the conversation. I was trying to get in at different points of the conversation tonight, but I wasn't able to really get in to the call. But I just wanted to touch on, you were expounding on growing the products and really the experience in Dominica and how we can have an economical impact. Basically, that's the platform of the topic this evening, right?
Yes.
Especially through our entertainment and recently passed school festival, etc. And you all touch a very important aspect that has a lot of potential. And that is to do with the super hosting, the Airbnb and the super hosting. It's a fraction of real estate, so to speak, right?
Mm-hmm.
And real estate, as you know, you might know that very well out there, Simone, in the States, one of the best avenues to wealth in the international world is real estate.
Absolutely.
And right. Now, we have to see how we can develop a real estate ethic with the same super hosting concept, which is a very critical component in our development. But people don't see it as that because they're not educated as to how to proceed. And the system itself has to create a lot of facilitation for the young entrepreneurs to invest into that type of scheme in terms of banks, loans for development, for investment, for super hosting. Now, I say it is very important because I have heard the government on numerous occasions, Mr. Skerritt, say we need more people in Dominica. So it gives me a sense that he's looking at people per head as an additional tax statistic. But I while that is true, but we being a different type of people with the amount of resources we have doesn't necessarily mean we need more people to get a tax, our tax threshold up. What we need is more avenues for people to expand their economical reach and their full potential in investment in Dominica. So we can technically make one household feel, one head in a household can feel like three people. You understand what I'm saying? That's yes. Why Americans, most well-to-do Americans will tell you need to have three income streams. Now, three income streams technically is subsidizing besides yourself two other points of labor. Am I right?
Yes.
So, right. So what I think, why I say it becomes very critical is because it can help the average person to develop and to create more generational wealth with that Airbnb concept, where it becomes passive income when you invest in a basement, when you buy a vehicle to complement moving your clients, because that's what super hosting is. Super hosting, mm-hmm, technically is an inclusive domestic stay. You understand? So I can provide you with car, I can provide you with food, I can provide you with stores privately within my space. Now, you see how many different points that comes from one household, you have taxi, comes from a household, you have board and lodge, meaning to live in the house, that's another point in the income, and then you have the food part. So technically the household becomes a subsidy of all what is outside there. And I would advocate, I would urge the government to, alongside with the banking system, to try to put a lot of legislations in place and a lot of open up the banking system so that a young entrepreneur that isn't able to build on that one job salary now, if they go into an investment mortgage / dwelling mortgage, because technically it will take care of itself for your investment that is beneath you, it can help the economy a lot. Now, in addition to that, Simon, what it does is you now become an additional tax statistics on a business level as well. You're registered to the state, right? You're registered to the state. So if there's any incentive from state, you become a statistics for that. If there's any incentive where the state itself wants to borrow internationally, you become an additional statistics to the power of the economy for themselves to be able to have a larger and wider financial reach. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying? So yes. we're slipping in Dominica on a lot of what I call giant economical points, giant points where people can become very independent and we can multiply our purpose in our space literally by four. Each person literally can create four times the impact that they have now by themselves. Mm-hmm. So that conversation is important, and that these are the amenities that can expand just what we were faced with during independence in terms of that type of influx of people and that economical momentum that we only get twice a year. You understand? Alongside mm-hmm. that, you will have more people coming. There's more confidence to invest in events. There's more confidence to invest in the eco-tourism of Dominica. And also from the higher development, the developers, a lot of them go in for too much high category of hotels. There's not enough middle class or low class foreign lodge from those type of investors. Too many five-star hotels doesn't cut it. It restrains your visitor capacity who does not have a tie to somebody in Dominica. You get what I'm saying? I'm supposed to be able to visit Dominica as a middle-class person in the diaspora without knowing anybody there. Why? Because my pocket can only pay for $75 a night, $60 a night. That's an in. I am young. My salary, my income is not up there as somebody in the 40 or 50s who has matured in the economy. I will be out on the street enjoying life. I have more energy to explore. But all I need is a place to rest. So it's a lot of little sectors that we're lacking on that, and the effect of lack of implementation and of this development, the effect is just what we see now, where people basically in Dominica say, the country has. Mm-hmm. The country has a bypass mechanism. We need to think. I am of the opinion that they know. Those people that are supposed to know, but I don't think that they are in control to make that decision to make Dominicans independent. I can go down to my grave with that.
Yeah, and Ted, you know, you are very correct, because what we're finding since COVID-19 is that people are looking for experiences. So a lot of people are no longer just interested in booking a hotel and sitting on a beach all day. They want to experience the island. They want to experience the culture. So when you have like super hosting, you find that people are hosting you. They're exposing you to their culture, their heritage, their music. So it becomes more of an experience than going just to a hotel.
Right, because what that does, remember our type of tourism. All that is a support system based on our type of tourism. We're looking at an organic, natural, ecotourism product. What you don't want to do is develop or overdevelop too much of that space to take away out of the nature experience on that 300 and something square mile. Every square foot is very critical in keeping the brand. You understand? So we have to know how to display our concepts for tourism and still keep the platform which we have the monopoly on in the Caribbean, which is ecotourism. There's no other island that can give you what we can give you in the Caribbean. There's none. Our amenities are in infinity. Our sites are just gorgeous to be born of nature. Mm-hmm. But how do we not over-conceptualize and develop to erase that natural beauty? And mm-hmm. at the same time, and we do something that includes the common man to boost the economy. And I'm not an economist, But I think what I said is a reasonable formula to be thought of by the bigger thinkers. You know, I'm just very comfortable. You know, so, it's already.
Yeah, so thanks, Tad. We have a few more callers calling in, but thank you so much for your contribution, as always. Marian, you wanted to jump in and say something real quick? Thanks, Tad.
Good to say, you know, people are not, they are looking for affordability, but still at five-star service.
Right.
Still want a five-star experience. But the price, they are still looking at as something that is economic. So, you know, not for, they want any Nipot bagai.
Right. So it's almost like we have to train our super host in terms of how do you provide that five-star level experience if you choose to become a part of this industry. And like with every other industry, it entails training people to optimize performance in that particular industry. But let us take some messages from Facebook as well. Judith Cochran, pleasant good evening to the panelists. Great program as usual. George says politics have Dominica in that commerce with the prime minister and his corrupt government. Anthony Simon, the ATM machines is also an issue. Certain locations on island. Then we have Chris Bugunu. He's asking for the phone numbers to call in. Let's see what else we have. He says, Carlos, I think government should use the expertise of those who are qualified to answer questions. Absolutely. There's no way I would need leader Carlos Skerritt Lennox to speak on military or security matters in conference. I'm not sure what you're referring to, Chris. Jared, ladies and gentlemen, the government, its supporters in the private sector, and its foreign enablers have a set agenda and narrative which conflicts and competes with the drive and business aspirations of the small and local entrepreneurs in Dominica and those whom want to come over to invest. So a very important point, Jared. Chris says he's trying to call. Lami, could you run the numbers one more time? He says he's trying to call. Thank you.
The numbers are 449-3095, 449-3096, 449-3097, 616-4257. These are all local numbers. The international number, 305-432-9624. Back to you, Simon.
Yes, so I think, Chris, you're calling from overseas, so the number is 305-432-9624, so you can try that number if you're interested in making a contribution to the discussion. But in the meantime, let us start talking about how do we engage our youth? Where are the opportunities in what we are talking about for our young people? And Mr. Benison, I want to come to you because I know that's an area that you're passionate about and you are doing something surrounding youth development. So talk to us about that.
Yes, I'm really passionate about our youth.
One second. I think we might be getting that call from Chris. Just give us 1 second, okay?
Thanks, caller, for your patience. Please go ahead.
Hello, my favorite human beings. Thank you for accepting my call because my concern for my country, you know, after leaving my country and having a good life, is very deep. You know, I want to give kudos to Sir Carlos Charles for his difference, you know, in trying to bring a people together and everything and the team TUD. So what I would like to say, am I alive? Am I
alive?
All right, Ms. Simone, Dr. Simone. Dr. Simone, I find, if you find that I'm right, that everybody would have an expertise since they have lived life of how to correct something or how to make something better. Dr. Simone, I listened to a press conference today, and if anybody has to have a press conference, no, you give people power. If you give me power to answer about my home, about my neighbors, based on the grass, how it's cut, whatever, I'm going to answer you, they doesn't cut the grass, right? But we need, okay, for example, whether it's Leader Carlos, whether it's Sir Lennox Linton, whether it's the Prime Minister Joseph Kerridge, whether it's anybody, I think in press conferences, journalists and everybody should really bring the people who are really responsible for that particular organization or that part of society, the social aspect, whatever. So, for example, the financial secretary was present in the Prime Minister's conference today. Why wasn't her there to answer questions? So I think, for me, nobody can tell me about military, chemical, biological, radiological, or any one of these criteria, nuclear weapons or anything. Nobody can come teach me about that. So I think you could make it clear in the minds of people, right? And we could fix all this. No, everybody can't be an expert. Or we all have trained and do everything. So, and if I can advise my leader, Carlos, my leader, the Team Unity, that whenever you have in a press conference, you whether it's Dominic, you bring the people who are directly responsible, because a leader, you give the leader more power, right? To do so when you cannot find the nitty-gritty of what's going on. Because the leader only there to capture everything that is said to him, you know, by those under him. But if you have expertise in a press conference to answer every question, you might have five of them. Your limitation of questions might be less, and you might have a follow-up question. That's fine. But I think, like, if I have to give Leader Carlos some examples, right, if he had to have a press conference of everything that's going on, I don't blame the Prime Minister. I don't blame Dominica. I think Dominica is in good hands. I think we have a future. You know, what I'm thinking is that we should demand those, the experts in particular field, to come and answer questions.
Yes, you okay, so Chris, we got that point. Were you trying to make a comment on anything we were talking about this evening? We got the point that experts should be at the press conference to answer the questions. Did you want to make a contribution on this discussion that we're having this evening?
Yes, ma'am. And absolutely, doctor. Doctor, I'm thinking, right? I'm thinking that if we demand this, right, from every, because the Prime Minister is just holding his own, you know, the President is only on his own, but we have to have accountability and responsibility to those who hold the office and position of these different departments and everything in that criteria to answer questions.
Yes, so thank you. So thank you for that point, Chris. We need to move on with the discussion, but thank you so much for calling in and for raising that point. Okay, excellent. Carlos, did you want to make a quick comment? We need to move on with the discussion, but since it was directed at you, just a quick comment on that.
Well, it's not everything that is said by... But in terms of what Chris was saying, I understand where he was coming from. But in terms of the Dominic issue, I surely rest it at the feet of our sitting government. So, yes, the people in Dominic should answer questions based on their technical know-how, but I'm pretty sure that they would have been aware of the status of their generators before the load shedding started happening.
Okay.
I'll just leave it as that.
Yes, let's just leave it at that. Mr. Bannis, so we have to talk about engaging our youth in everything that we're discussing this evening. What role do they play and the work that you're doing in that area?
Yes, I just want to piggyback on when I was growing up. I had a lot of young people, young men working with. And I remember we had a basketball team, we had a cricket team. But every weekend, we would go on the farm and help each other. And we would have kudme because guys wanted to have some economic power. So we'd go on a weekend by one person and would work, plant. And then by the next couple months, they would be selling their bananas. And that kind of tradition has really left. what I'm seeing right now as a minister of the gospel, and I have been following the whole trend of what is happening in the churches, and also how our young men are now on the street and they are not really engaged in anything. I came up with a plan, and that plan is really a passion to see if I can get some of the young men to come and learn a skill. And so I have a building 43 by 70. I'm just now organizing and ensuring that I get it completed. We have done all the work, because after Maria, I had a small building. The Maria destroyed it. I did not get any support, so I had to really rethink and plan, and decided, well, I'm going to build a concrete structure with concrete roof. And it took me almost 5 years to get the roof on. And that goal that I have is to see how I can bring our young people, not just our young men, but our young ladies, that they can learn, give them an opportunity to learn a skill. I'm just finding out right now in the region, if you're going to work in the region anywhere, you must be certified. And if you are not, and that is going to become a law from January. So I am seeing this is a perfect opportunity to where we have labor shortage. And not just labor shortage, I was talking to a contractor, the electrical contractor. And I was saying to him, I have a few guys that I would like him to give them some employment. And he said to me, what are their skills? He's not going to employ laborers anymore. He wants skilled people. So that tells you the man that is on the street who probably don't have a skill is out of, is out. So my goal right now is to see how I can get our young people and get them to be trained in a particular skill, whether it's agriculture, or plumbing, or electricals, or anything that they would like to learn, and to go to the extra man to get them certified, so that, and then we can become an agency where anybody that needs people to work and to be employed, they can just contact us, and we can just deploy that person now to go there and to start working. So that is the project that I'm working on right now. And I believe that this project that will help a lot of our young men to develop a skill that they can go out there and develop themselves and be able to get job creation. They can become self-employed. They can work for other people. They can create industries. Because if you have a skill and you are good at the skill, you know, as you go on and you begin to develop, you can just create your own company. And who knows, you become one of the most powerful entrepreneurs. But the seed that we sow into the life of that person, that seed can grow. Once you allow it to grow, it can grow in you and you can become effective in this life. So I'm really, really, really passionate about that. And I really want to see that we start off that kind of project next year, where we start training our people. So we'll train our ladies in things like sewing, in cooking, in whatever field they would like to be trained in. We will create that opportunity for them to train. So,
but you were also talking about the opportunity for us to support what you're doing. I think you were talking about in terms of our fundraising for what you're doing.
Yes, I would really would like persons to come on board and to see how you can give support. And I was thinking, if you can't give monetary support, you can give utensils, you can give, maybe you have a stove and you're not using it, you can contribute that stove, because we are going to help. If you have different things for baking and cooking, if you have some extra saws, like power saw, whatever you have, and if you don't want to give in kind, you can give cash, and we make sure that we put your cash into good use, and that will also help us to build to do the rest of the work that we have to do on the building to get it to the standard that we can do the training.
Right, and give us your contact information so we don't forget to get it at the end.
Yes, my contact information is 245-1460. 245-1460.
Okay, so again, 767-245-1460 if you see the benefit in everything that Mr. Bannis is doing. And of course, if you miss any portion of the program, you can always go back on Facebook on Q95 FM Radio, Push Past 10, YouTube, Q95 FM Radio. And what I started doing as well is also uploading the video with all the contact information to pushpast10.com, 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 so that if you miss a portion of the program, you can go back and view the entire program and anything you may have missed along the way. But Marian, let's come to you. The role of the youth, how can we engage our youth and really truly engage them in a positive way? In everything that we are talking about. And then, Carlos, I'm coming to you. Same question.
How can I? All of us have to ask ourselves, how can I engage the youth? First, by being a role model. First, by setting the standard for young people. First, by showing them that it is possible. First, by loving our youth, by valuing our youth, by speaking kindly to our youth. You understand? Most times, we tend to always try to sideline our youth and push them aside. And that makes them become violent or defensive. You understand? So we as the adult, those are in advance or before, have to create the path for them to follow. And right now what's really happening to our youth is very sad, that our home atmosphere for our children is very, very destructive to a point, to some point, is demonic. And so our children from small, they are being destroyed. This afternoon, I hear a mother have a baby and she's cussing out a man using the F word. Now you may not see the value or see the word, the child don't know nothing. What is the seed we plant in our children? When I lived in St. Martin, I had my son, and he couldn't find a work. And he was trying to go into the computer, going to work for an Indian. And I said to him, no, I don't want you to work for Indian, because I know these people, how their mindset, how they treat us, how they value us, right? And then I saw an ad in the newspaper for the yachting industry was giving free lesson to young man about how to be part of the yachting industry. We are saying that we want to build the yachting industry. Do you know how much value or how much money that a young man makes in the yachting industry, whether it's through the servicing, the cleaning the boat, taking care of the boat, dinghying, whatever it is? And my son, who was very discouraged at the time, my goodness, this thing transformed my son's life, because now he was valued. He could drive a dinghy. He, at the point within a year, my son was speaking to millionaires, taking their orders on their boat, going up on the boat, and even directing them how to come into a marina. So we doesn't talk about this. These are the other areas where we are surrounded by waters, and we are not seeing how we can get our people involved in business on the water also. Our young men can do excellent, how to fix engine, how to service this boat. Because you know what? The tip sometimes that these millionaires leave for you is a good tip, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And you travel. I know a young man from Casablanca. He's in Antigua. And he works on a yacht. You understand? And he did not learn that, but my goodness, as you go through life, you take opportunity that presents itself. So we need to look at all of that. We are surrounded by water. How can we make an economy in that water of out of that water, yachting industry, that our young men and women can be part of that?
Mm-hmm.
how do we develop that yachting industry? And many other things, including, you know, you still do the electrical, you still need cooking, you still need laundry or housekeeping on the yacht, service provision.
Yep.
That. Yeah, but I'm saying we need, as parents, as adults, we need to go back to the basic and value our children and set the standards, set the example for our children. We have lost our way in being a role model, an example for our children to follow. So now our children on the street, so they home is Iran and Iraq is a war zone, and so they go on the street where it's more calm, and but what they engage in many times something that God will be pleased with, nor will it benefit us. We need to.
And you are absolutely correct, Miriam, by being a role model, so important, because as we are talking about this new emerging industry, when our children see us productively engaged in innovation and thinking of new ways to generate income, what do you think they're going to do? They're going to follow suit and even potentially surpass us in terms of their ability to earn an income and in terms of realizing that money just doesn't only come from having a 9-to-5, and we certainly do not get anywhere by begging. Because sometimes that is the role model some of our children are seeing, that many of us are living off of handouts. And we have to ask ourselves the question, what lesson are we teaching them? Are we going to create another generation of folks who have their hands stretched out, looking for a handout rather than looking for a hand up? We have to, when we are living our lives, we have to remember that our children are watching. And so if we're teaching them how to earn income by begging, that's what they're going to learn. That's what they're going to practice. If we teach them that you earn an income only through a 9-to-5 and you settle for whatever your boss is willing to give you, because as we know in Dominica, many times when you go to an interview and they say, well, what salary are you looking for? A lot of people say, what can you give me now? Right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, if we teach them that that is what they're going to follow, or if we teach them what we're talking about, what Tad mentioned, multiple sources of income, then that is what they will pursue, and their lives will be even better than our lives, more financially secure than our lives, because that is what we taught them. Let me come back to you, Marian, and then Carlos, we're coming to you. Go ahead, Marian.
Now, what I was saying, most of them we're talking about income and monies and how to make money, but we have lost our way in the fundamental going back. Now, we have an account to give to God for our children, because we are journeying on this earth, and we have a time to give an account to God for his children that he's given to us, all of us. And what will he say to you? Well done? Or will he say, get thee behind me? I do not know. Get away from me. I don't know you. You understand? So, now, what does that has to do with our development? Because when you value your child, you know who your child is, you show him by the example of what we should be doing and how we should be living. As we go along the way, our children will know this is right, this is wrong, because mama says so, daddy showed me, mommy showed me. And if the child chooses to go their way, it's on their own account. And so it affects our ability to develop our real estate, our ability to put things in place that will be beneficial not just to us alone, but our community. Just one last example. We have a washroom in Castle Bruce, and Adrian can attest to that. It was open to allow the people who don't have a facility on for visitors to use the facility. Do you know that the young lady who was there, her life was threatened because one young man refused to pay a dollar? Literally, physically threatened that young lady. Now, that shows you the understanding or the mindset of these people. How does he understand the value of that bathroom to the community, to our visitors? So when we don't put value or show to our children what value is, and by our own example, then when you put things in there, out there, and try to develop the community, they turn around and mash it up.
you know, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, teaching the values. So, Carlos, let me come to you. But before I do, roll out on Facebook makes a very important point. She says we could also benefit from asking the youth how they would like to be engaged versus pushing agendas on them that may be outdated. We can meet each other at the midpoint and forge a new path together. Very well said, Rollout. Thank you for that message. Dave Bertrand, I see you. Good evening for you. Unfortunately, Chris, this is not the discussion we're having this evening. So thank you for your comments on Facebook, but we are going to focus on the conversation we're having this evening. So Carlos, over to you. Youth engagement and your final thoughts as we see the clock quickly ticking away.
Yeah, thanks. We're talking about the youth. We're talking about how we can get the youth involvement in this sector.
New industry.
These new industries. First off, the ideas don't reside in one set of heads. And the young people are very innovative and the young people are energetic. They have a lot of ideas. So first thing, like Rollout was saying, and I'm very happy that he said that, we need to listen to the youth and to borrow a bit of what Marian said. While we're listening to them, and allow them to harness their energies, well, we guide them along those paths with the multitude of ideas that they will come up with. Now, we talk about the yachting sectors, and I'm so glad that she mentioned her son getting involved in the dinghy and so on. These people, when they come down to Dominica, they expect a certain level of service. So we have to provide the supporting services to sustain those industries, mm-hmm. so that they will return. Is it? And I'm sure Thaddeus would agree with me on that. You have to provide the things that they will be able to continue living. I don't remember, a lot of those people who own those yachts are people who are at a certain income bracket. So when they come down to those places, one, do we have water for them to refill on those yachts when they're traveling? We know Dominica is 365 rivers. We are the water country. What provisions do we have for them to get fuel? What sort of engines those boats use? Do we have the grade of fuel that those boats will be able to use? So now we provide that for our young people. They do the businesses, and also to add to that, food. When they want food for them to continue being on the water, what are we offering to them? Do we have a bag of sugar in a loosely tied bag? Because remember, they go on the anchor out in a place like, say, so for example, Newtown. What are they seeing when they come on shore and they walk into those little supermarkets and little shops? What are they seeing? And when we look at other activities such as the Creole Festival and those things, what other supporting services can you add to it? I remember we used to have that A1 taxi business that used to be there during the when Ross was there. Not everybody comes down and able to get a renter, because renters are fully booked during those seasons. Who is pushing actively for providing transportation services for persons who come down to be safely carried to and from? Because remember, you're in Airbnb, it's not a Fort Young or Garraway that's directly in Rosewood. It could be somewhere, Castle Comfort, that is in a rural area, Castle Bruce. And those people need to get, and we want to push back our the houses that will be used in Picard. You want people to start back using. I mean, the DDA at one time did some organization of transportation, but it needs to be more personalized. Mm. People need to have it. I come along at a certain income bracket. I want to be able to feel comfortable comfortable doing getting that kind of service.
Even limo service, Carlos. Do we have a limo service
Dominica? Yes, we have a limo service, okay. But a lot of those services are limited. I mean, you see them during weddings. I mean, but they are available.
Yeah, if somebody's looking for a high-end experience.
Right. So
party bus.
Yes, I mean, Sheppy does a decent job at that, but a lot of things can be done even better. The opportunities are there for persons to do more business. I'm sure the young people have a lot of ideas. We need to listen to them.
Mm-hmm.
I can go even a lot more, but I don't want to take too much of what I see. The time is quickly coming to an end. But okay. Simon and Miriam and Mr. Barris, thank you for being here with you guys. Here with Team Unity, every Sunday afternoon, 3 o'clock, we have a program on our Facebook page and our other social media channels. We can be reached through there as well.
Okay, excellent. Thank you, Carlos. Thank you for being there. Let me make sure I didn't miss any final thoughts from Mr. Barris. Marianne, any final thoughts you want to share?
Let us stop waiting on government to do everything.
Yes.
Come on, let's be creative and do for ourselves what we can and what we want. Let us show government how it is done. Because maybe they...
Go ahead.
My thoughts that let us see how we can use our resources to build lives and to ensure that we engage not just our young people, but we engage our community people and try to see how we can encourage them to go into investment, get trained, train themselves. Because in this world right now, if you are not at a particular level, it is going to be very difficult. But all in all, you can come out from the bottom and you can climb because you are just innovative. You have a passion to grow. And that's what we need, people with passion. So I want to just encourage people. The vision that I have, the dream that I have, if you can contribute to make it become a reality, that would be so good, because you will be touching a life and you'll be helping someone to improve his life or improve our life by engaging them and helping them to develop a skill for life. Mm-hmm. And that is our whole objective, is to help people to develop a skill.
You are listening to Untapped Potential with Dr. Simone. If you live in Canada, the US, and the UK and are looking for Dominica products, including cocoa sticks, bay rum, coffee, soaps, crafts, and other popular Dominica items, then look no further. You can now shop on buydominicaonline.com, a secure, easy-to-navigate website selling a wide variety of Dominica-made and Dominica-inspired products. When you shop on buydominicaonline.com, you are helping to grow Dominica's economy. Go to buydominicaonline.com and enjoy home away from home.
The second portion of the program that we did regarding how do we keep the financial uptick in the economy that we saw in Dominica during the Creole season. How do we keep that going so that Dominicans do not have to wait until Carnival 2024 in February to have another financial uptick in the economy? And we want to thank our guest who joined us, Mr. Adrian Barris, Miss Marianne John Finn, as well as Mr. Carlos Charles. We want to thank them for their significant contribution to the program. And so as we continue along with the program, we want to look at our tip of the week. And of course, we want to look at how do we end the year strong. So again, as we see the end of 2023 quickly coming to an end, we want to talk about the importance of finishing the year strong. So we want to look at this article from Forbes, 9 ways to finish the year strong. So again, 9 years to finish the year strong. And this article actually references 2016, but even today in 2023, the information is still applicable. So I want us to still be able to see the value in this information. Again, the article, 9 Ways to Finish the Year Strong from Forbes magazine. And we will just jump right into some of the tips that they recommend. For one, it says, remove small annoyances. My son just told me that his license plate has been hanging by a thread for a couple of months, and that every time he gets in the car, he thinks about fixing it. Little things like this suck up our mental bandwidth and make us feel unfinished. Over the next month, when you see minor hanging chads like this in your life, take a few minutes to do something about them. You'll feel relieved about out of all proportion to the actual task. Here's another one. Clear out your space. I spoke with someone last week who raved about Marie Kondo's The Life-Changing Magic of Tidying Up. Whether you use her book or do it on your own, the end of the year is a wonderful time to get rid of all the physical clutter in your life. My husband and I just moved to a new apartment in New York, and one night we gathered up a bunch of boxes and plastic bags and got rid of everything in our old apartment that we didn't want to take with us. It's amazing how much stuff most of us have and that we don't need or use. Once the books and clothes have been given away and the junk had been thrown out, I definitely felt mentally and emotionally lighter. Clear up confusion. Think about how you would complete this sentence. I'm not really sure. I imagine a few things spring to mind. Most of us have situations in our lives that are murky. Does Aunt Jill expect us to invite her for Thanksgiving? Does my boss think I'm going to finish the sales forecast by the 15th? We often let minor and not so minor confusion linger, generally because we're afraid to find out the answers to the questions. Find out. You'll feel clearer and you'll have a better sense of what to do next. So some very important tips here about finishing the year strong. Here's another one. Have important conversations. Ask for what you want. Stop procrastinating. That's a big one, and that's one we keep coming back to, right? Reconnect. Do something good. So again, some very good information from Forbes magazine on the topic of 9 ways to finish the year strong. So I hope that you can find some information here that you can apply to your own life situation as we get ready to make plans for the new year. And I am a firm believer that we should begin our New Year's resolution the year before so that we remove the amount of pressure that we put on ourselves with these New Year's resolutions. I think it has gotten to the point where most people don't even believe in New Year's resolutions. They don't even plan to do something different in the coming year. But I like the idea of having a fresh start in the coming year, beginning the year before. So again, thank you for being here for another episode of Untapped Potential with Dr. Simone. I think you will remember from last week, we did the promotion for the Dominica Association of Tampa Bay, and you will be very happy to know that that event sold out last Saturday. So December 2nd, they had a sold out event, and we are happy that we could have been part of promoting them on Q95, promoting them on TDN Radio, promoting them on Facebook, because that is the idea of what we do here. If we all pull our resources together and we work for a common cause, then we are so much more of a formidable a formidable force to help our people move forward. So again, congratulations to Doreen Paul and the rest of the group for having a sold-out event on Saturday. And if she sends me any of the video, I will be sure to put it up on pushpast10.com. Of course, pushpast10 is where we go for all the information about everything we do here on Untapped Potential. Push past 10 on Facebook and Roots Connections on Q95 FM radio. So again, pushpast10.com for more information. And if you would like to get in contact with me, of course, pushpast10@gmail.com. So again, thank you for being here for another episode of Untapped Potential with Dr. Simone, where we get energized and powered up together and we remind ourselves of the important life goals that we have set out for ourselves. If you missed any episode, pushpast10.com is where you can find all the past episodes of Untapped Potential. And don't forget to click on our YouTube channel for even more great content. So with that, have yourself a productive week. Remember that the life challenges you face have prepared you for the challenges that you face today. So remember to stay strong, stay positive, stay engaged, stay active. Until we meet again next week at the same time.